Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the FDP. How's it going, Big Johnny?
I'm very well, mate. Happy Easter to you. How are you?
Happy Easter, mate. I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I've loved it. 4 days off.
4 days off.
It's been incredible. And we've only got a 4 day week.
Ah, after a 4 day week and another 4 day week is. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is pretty amazing. I could get used to this. 4 days on, 4 days off, malarkey.
Yeah. I was thinking of just retiring.
Is this the burp 2.0? Or is this a hiccup?
It was a herp.
It was a herp. Okay. It's herpes. What?
How's your weekend been, mate? What's going on?
Mate, it's been so full on. Like, so full on. Yeah. But I've loved it. Been fun, yeah. Seeing family, had lots of chocolate, had a banging roast yesterday at Dad's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was amazing. It was absolutely banging. Yeah, and then today, made brownies at Laura's. So she's at her mum's for the week, so we made brownies at her mum's. Yeah, she lives here.
Does Laura not live with you?
we made brownies earlier, and I had to leave whilst the brownies were cooling to come and do this podcast, so I've missed out on brownies because of you.
This is all your idea, yeah. Mate.
But what's worse is I thought it was 5, so I went, so I'd already like organized that I'll leave at like 4:20, get back here, record. Then it was like, oh no, we're recording at 6, aren't we? I was like, fuck yeah, you said 6.
Yeah, I did.
So I'd left, and I was like, ah, oh, shit, and it just didn't register until I was here. I was like, oh, okay. So I ate an Easter egg and relaxed.
How many Easter eggs did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7?
Six.
6 or 7, yeah. 7. Ah, I got 7. Actually, seven. No, I lie. I got 8. I got 8 because my mum got me an extra one.
Okay.
How many did you get?
What's your... I got 2.
2, nice.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get 2. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the Easter Bunny?
Not real.
Wow! Didn't even give anyone an opportunity to pause. Straight in there.
That's pretty much my thoughts on that matter. Yeah. Not real. Load okay. of shit.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Why? What's yours? You didn't dress up as the Easter Bunny, did you? Oh, you've gone. You're very quiet, Will. Can't hear you.
How about now?
Oh, there you go. You're back. Oh, worried then.
Woo. That was a bit of a concern.
Yeah, we know you don't touch the computer or your phone whilst we're recording. We know this.
Yeah, but I needed to ask you a question urgently. off piece. I just needed to ask you a question.
Right.
Just because, well, you'll see when you read it. There's lots of people who go out on a limb with the Easter Bunny, and they. Okay, that's good. they go out a bit, don't they, on Easter bunnies and like it being a bit like Christmas and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Chandler.
So I didn't know what your thoughts. Yes,
I think we should do an Easter party one year. Chandler Bing will be you as the Easter Bunny. I will be the holiday armadillo.
I like this idea.
And who can we get to be Spudnik?
Ali, he looks like a spud.
Gav, because he is a spud.
Gav, because he's
there
a spud.
There we go.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Fair play. Okay, so I wanted to ask on WhatsApp separately, because you had some exciting news for me on Monday, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I am happy to share. I'm going to be a dad for the first time. Yeah, man. Your face. I forgot to actually tell you, I recorded our video call because I had to get, and I'm not going to share it or anything like that at all. I was just absolutely buzzing to see your reaction. And generally it made it all worthwhile. It was the hardest secret to keep from you ever. The amount of times I wanted to be like, so, bro, you're going to be an uncle? I'm really fucking buzzing to tell you. And I couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it at all. I'm so excited. I'm bricking it, don't get me wrong. Absolutely bricking it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I was going
to
say.
So excited.
Yeah. Congratulations, my man. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. What was your thoughts when I told
great
you?
Great news.
Was you like, what the fuck?
My thoughts when you told me, because we haven't actually had this conversation.
We haven't, no.
So they genuinely were. There was a bit of, oh my God, that is the best news ever. You're going to be the best dad. Followed by, I fucking knew it. Followed by...
Did you, though?
There were, like... When you get told something and you're shocked because you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe this is, like, it's amazing. I can't believe it. Yeah. And then also, like, there was... In the back of my mind, I was like, I am pretty sure... But then again, I think I probably thought it for 6 months. And then she kept getting pissed. And I'm like, no, you're not pregnant.
Yeah, Laura's always pissed. And then all of a sudden she didn't drink. Everyone's like, okay. Something's not quite right.
Yeah, there was that. A couple of conversations we've had where you try and do that thing where you think you're really clever by chucking something out there and you're like,
What was weird, right, is because we obviously went out on the Friday before, obviously I found it was the last Friday, or Friday.
Yeah.
And you randomly started talking about when Jack was born and what it was like. And I was like, how have we even got, because I did not lead that at all. I was like, cool, right. Thinking like, what the fuck is he talking about? Like, why do I give a shit? I was like, what's it like? And then I sat back when I got home. I was like, oh, I'm glad he said that. It was really useful. That was really useful information.
Did Danny know?
No.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah, no, literally none of my friends knew. You were the first.
No. Danny is in Wes's sister.
Oh, yeah, she knew.
So she was sat there knowing that whole time?
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she knew.
I'm annoyed at her. Now.
But to cheer you up, you was the first person to know.
Okay.
Once we were telling people, like outside of our immediate family, you were like the first person to know.
Okay, that's cool. No, I'm buzzing for you, mate. Literally buzzing for you. I've got all the hints and tips. I've got lots of stuff to tell you to put you off and, wind you up about.
Thanks. Honestly, we got the scan, walked out, and we were just like, oh, my God. Took a picture of it in the car and stuff. And literally, I sat there. I was like, I don't want to drive. Can I ring Will? She was like, just wait. I thought, like, I've got to tell Will. I've got to tell him now.
It was good timing because I was just on my way out.
Mate, I could not have timed that any better.
No, you could have.
It's funny, he was getting ready to drive, and Laura was like, no, Will, don't drive yet.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
mate. Thank you, boy.
It's really surreal still. I'm not going to lie. It's very
surreal. I can imagine. It'll be surreal until they're sat there in front of you in the car seat and you're just looking at them like, what do I do with you? Like, do you do anything?
I'll be honest.
Or do I take the batteries out?
Yeah, I'd definitely be scared if they're sitting in front of me in the car seat because that means I'm in the back and they're in the front. So that's worrying.
No.
I'm like, whoa, where are we going?
No, they'd probably be able to do a better job. No.
What, the Laura?
What I meant was when you get home, you get out of the car, obviously with the car seat, you plunk them down and then you sit on the sofa and you just look.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do with this little person that's sat in front of us? Yeah. And that other person's looking at you like, God, he's really handsome.
He would think that, or she would think that. It's understandable. Mate, honestly, I'm convinced it's a boy. I'm convinced it's a boy.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
So am I. Can't wait to welcome little Thierry to the to the world. That'd be nice.
Thierry's his middle name. Do you know what? Henry is on the cards. Laura's like, I know, it's for Thierry. I'm like, yeah, I know, but little Henry? She's like, yes, it's on the cards. It's on the table. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's on the table.
We'll see.
Nice. Well, congrats, bro. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate it. Fucking scary. Well scary.
Please make sure you're following us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Simple as that.
Yeah, it feels... Now I know how you felt when you found out I was actually a dad. And you went... Fuck off.
Mate, it still baffles me. Nowhere near, because I know what you're like with Jack, and you're absolutely amazing, but it still fucked me over when I found out that day. Like, bollocks, are you? I was like, you're married, and you've got a child. Fuck off. This guy who just said he fucked my mum. No way! He just made a load of mum jokes. And I'm just randomly just going... someone's name. Also, I'm not going to mention it on the podcast, but blah, blah, blah. You're like, what? I'm like, no way. But yeah, right. Let's move on, shall we? Because I know there's quite a lot to go through and you put lots of notes down in here. So what's going on in the news this week, William?
So we've just heard that Everton have reported losses of £89.1 million for 2022-2023 season.
Oh, I've missed this. I mean, I've been away from news this weekend, but that's mad. Another loss.
Yeah, just announced another loss. That's up, actually. Almost double. I think it was like £45 million was their losses for the 21-22 season. So, yeah, Everton in absolute dire straits with their finances. And it's not looking too good, is it, Ben?
It's not looking good. Is this going to potentially be another points deduction?
No, because this is the season that they're looking into now, isn't it? They're looking into the 2022-23 season. So I don't think it'll be a points deduction. But, yeah, Scary stuff for poor old Everton.
Yeah, they just can't catch a break. I mean, if they were ran properly, it'd be okay, but they just can't catch a break because of it.
It would help, yeah. It would certainly help. So, yeah, that will obviously all start to come together and take shape as we continue through the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
But, we'll come on to the weekend's fixtures later, but it's going to have a severe impact on the Premier League, isn't it?
Absolutely. It definitely is. Did you watch the England game midweek?
I did, against Belgique. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you see old Captain Declan Rice?
I did see Captain Rice on his 50th cap, yeah.
Inevitable. Future England captain. Yeah. Gotta be, isn't it?
100%, yeah. Obviously, you've got Harry Kane just for the shits and gigs of it. You know, can't win anything. Probably won't win anything in Germany. But, you know, you've got to stick with him.
Yeah. Do we talk about that as well whilst you've led on quite nicely? Dortmund beat Bayern at the weekend 2-0. At Bayern.
Wasn't it away from... Was going to say, it was away at home, wasn't Bayern. It? Yeah.
13 points behind Leverkusen with 7 games left.
And Xabi Alonso has said that he's staying at Bayer Leverkusen.
Are you shocked by that?
So, a little bit, yeah. I didn't think he'd announce it like now. I thought he'd wait until the end of the season, make up his mind. But I think he's done the right thing for Bayern, because Bayer Leverkusen, because they are... They're about to win the championship, which they haven't ever done before. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the summer, whether he goes back on that. I don't think he will. I think he's a man of his word. He obviously knows that the Real Madrid job will come up again in a couple of years when whoever they appoint after Ancelotti's gone to Brazil fucks up and they need a new one.
Yeah. Or they just get Ancelotti back for another year. Is why not?
Yeah, why not?
I think Alonso is doing that right thing. Yes, sorry. I think he's doing the right thing staying at Leverkusen. They've given him that opportunity to excel, do something that no one's ever done before at the club, and they get Champions League next season. So they'll have a bigger budget, more players that you can probably bring in as well to fit into his team as well, and just develop that even further. Why not give it a go? And even if he doesn't have a great season next season, it doesn't matter. His stock's going to be sky high no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're going to Liverpool, you don't want to be that person following Klopp. You want to follow the person who followed Klopp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Makes sense.
The problem with that is, so it worked okay for Mikel Arteta following out Unai Emery after Wenger left.
Mm.
Didn't work out quite so well for Man United, didn't it? They never seem to have, you know, replicated anywhere near what Sir Alex Ferguson done, which is interesting.
No, this is true. This is true. Yeah, that is very true.
A funny one. Did you see the Rangers hits game? I think you shared Instagram as well, didn't you?
Mate, that.
So it was a free kick, wasn't it?
I just got it in my head now. Yes, the Hibs play a free kick.
Yeah, go on, tell it, yeah.
Oh, mate. So there's 3 players standing around or standing near it. The Hibernian player has taken the free kick, booted it, it's hit his own player that's about 10 feet in front of him, square in the face, which has subsequently floored him. But in the aftermath of that, it has bounced off of his face into another player's face about another 10-15 feet away, smashed him straight in the face, floored him as well. He just stood there looking like, what the fuck? What just happened? I must have watched that at least 5 times back to back. It just got funnier and funnier every time I watched.
Yeah, it was top quality, wasn't it? It was top draw. I really enjoyed that as well, actually. Really, really funny.
Amazing.
Wow.
Mate, that just, it creased me. Absolutely creased me. Oh, that was funny.
It was funny. Have you got, I've got facts, but do we need to, have you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I've got a mental story, and I've only shared it with you about 5 minutes before we started recording. So there was a game on at the weekend between, well, actually, it's, I think it was just before the international break, between Westerlo and Genk. So I was in the Belgian
league. Wait, Greece?
Turkey.
Belgium, sorry.
Turkey. Yeah, in Belgium. So Westerlo needed a draw to avoid relegation. Genk needed a draw to solidify sixth place, and they get into the, apparently, the UCL qualifiers. It might be wrong. Or maybe that might be a different European competition. But for the last 10 minutes, Westerlo kept the ball, just passing it about. Genk players were basically doing fuck all. Weren't watching it, weren't really doing anything. One player apparently was doing fitness exercises on the pitch. Like during the game, was just like running up and down, just doing some like shuttle runs and stuff, apparently. In the last 10 minutes of this match. So all the players have been fined. The captains have been banned for the rest of the season, or like X amount of games or something. Westerlo have come out and sacked their manager, a guy called Rick DeMille.
What?
Mate, honestly, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Came out and was like, look, this is disgusting. We appreciate his work, but you've like ruined our values at the club and blah, blah, blah. So obviously there's a huge investigation going on, because that is just outright sheer corruption. They both know they only need a draw, so it's fucked up everyone else. We're like, all right, we'll just pass it around. It's literally like FIFA when you're 1-0 up and you've got like half a game. You're like, sod it, I'm just going to pass around the back. Every time they press you, pass it forward, run back, pass it forward, pass it back. And that's literally all people do. And they've done that in real life. And this is the top league. It's their top league. Wow. That's disgusting, isn't it?
That's insane. It's a wonder that it's not happened before, to be honest. I wonder if it has, but...
Yeah, we'll have to look for next week. But
that is meant... So Genk couldn't have got any higher than sixth place.
No. All they wanted was to make sure that they qualified for the competition. Or got into the qualifier, sorry, for it.
That's unreal.
They just couldn't lose.
I wonder what... Draw. I wonder if there was like irregular betting patterns as well. And
mate, this investigation will blow it up, won't it? It's got to.
Yeah. How do they think they're going to get away with it? I can't believe they banned the captains.
No idea.
That's mental.
But they're the ones that are happy with it. If you're the captain, they're passing it back. They're like, if you're a real captain, you'd be like, fucking go forward. And if you're the Genk captain, you'd be like, close them down, or at least do something. At least try to make an effort. One guy's doing fucking shuttle runs in the corner. I mean, come on.
And the Westerlo, obviously, the hierarchy didn't know anything about it because they sacked their manager.
Or is that a cover-up? Ooh. Who knows?
It's got paid off nicely for keeping them up.
Yeah, potentially.
But at what cost? Oh, wow.
It's just mad. So, yeah, that was just an interesting, like, mental story that I
quality.
Saw.
Okay. So, yeah, do you want my facts for the
always for the want day? Your facts, mate.
Okay, so Rogério Ceni. Have you heard of him?
Yeah. Isn't he the Brazilian goalie?
Yeah. Yeah, he is the Brazilian goalie, yeah. So he was about sort of 2005, that sort of era. He's part of the Brazilian squad in the 2002 World Cup and the 2006 World Cup. He is currently the in charge of Bahia and one of the all-time greatest Brazilian goalkeepers.
Was he the goalie that did the backflip save? It's not him, is it?
No, he's Colombian. I've forgotten his name. But this guy... So, you ready for the fact?
Go on.
He has scored the most goals as a goalkeeper. How many goals has he scored?
He's the geezer who takes the mental free kicks, isn't he?
He takes their free kicks. Yeah, that's how he scores. He's taken.
Isn't it like 113 or something like that? I'm fairly sure it's over 100 goals.
Yes, 129. That's insane for a goalkeeper. One outfield goal. The rest of them have been free kicks or penalties. Wow. It's like Harry Kane's career, isn't it?
Oh! Shots fired. Mate, isn't it interesting, actually, that no goalies really do that now? Considering goalies play with their feet more and more, and they need to be more of a complete footballer, I reckon maybe we'll kind of see that possibly coming back a little.
Yeah.
Jordan Pickford, World Cup final. Penalty, bosh. Pickford steps up. Breaks the net as he blasts it through. England beat France 8-0. It could happen. I'm just saying, it could happen.
Quality, mate. Absolutely quality. We love should we move on to the weekend's news, bro?
Weekend's news. Results.
The weekend's results.
Let's move on to the weekend's results.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Where are we starting?
We have to start at the beginning, don't we?
Go on then. Kick it off. What was the first game?
Oh, mate, I was just clicking onto the results. And I have just seen, I'm going to have to get a copy of this. So Germany kit option has been blocked.
The kit option?
It has been blocked. So they have, oh mate, this is insane. So they've got, the German team, national team are going to have a new kit. And the lettering on the back is just going to be banned because of the lettering. So the name on the back, you can buy a number 44 with the name at the top and number 44 on the back. And the 4 and the 4 look very, very similar to an S and an S.
Oh.
So it's had to be banned because people were buying it for over Nazi symbolism. That...
Wow.
Is absolutely insane.
Who's their kit? Is it Miss Adidas, isn't it? And they're moving to Nike.
It's Adidas, yeah. Yeah. Either that or it could be a really good April Fool's hoax.
Oh, yeah, it is April Fool's. It's a bit late, though, isn't it? It's 7 p.m. You can't do it after
that. It's a bit late. 7 p.m. Can't do it after that. It's out of order. Especially, you know, talking about Nazis, that's generally not seen as April Fool's-y, is it?
No, it's not. Probably not the best topic to really discuss. And we won't go any further because I think this is dangerous territory for us on this pod. There's a lot of things we talk about. I don't think this is one of them. This is not our forte.
Yeah, let's not.
Part of me wants to just beep the last like minute and a half, but yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the weekend's fixtures, shall we?
Yeah, man. Who's the early kickoff? Or the earliest?
Was there what three, an early it? Kickoff. Sorry?
It was Newcastle, wasn't it? The early kickoff.
Yeah. Newcastle West Ham was the early kickoff. What a game.
Mate, full of drama, though.
It 4-3. Was. 4:30. So I actually managed to watch this. It was absolutely fucking insane. I have never seen a game like it. I you know when you're just like, it's a bit like when you told me your news. I was just stood there like.
Why did you stand up watching the game? Why don't you sit down?
I was painting a door.
Wow, that's rock and roll. Nice.
So it had absolutely everything, mate. There was injuries for Newcastle, obviously, because, you know, another game, another injury.
Mate, they, honestly, like, what are they doing to their players? Every 25, 30 minutes, someone goes down.
Yeah, it worked out really well, actually, because Almiron had to come off and Harvey Barnes came on and scored a brace. So it worked really well for them in the end.
Yeah,
great news for them that he's back. But it's mental. What is going on? Like, you know, I've been sitting there thinking to myself that it must be like something going on in training. There must be something going on in the games. Like, it's not. To like luck, it's there's something going on. And Joe Carl, I think, in the commentary during the game, also said the same sort of thing. Is like, this is mental. Like, something is definitely going on at Newcastle that's not working for them, because the amount of injuries they got is not. It was insane, mate.
Yeah, but 4-3, and they came back from 3-1 down.
And I think there's, you know, a bit of controversy in the second
West Ham second, yeah.
Goal. Yeah, it was a very clever play. You know, you see Henry do similar stuff to that. It was a clever little ball into from Paqueta into Bowen, who then fed it back in for Kudus to score. Great goal. However, Shaw was on the floor holding his face.
Yeah. Now, rules state if there's a head injury of some kind, which it appeared to be for Shah, then you can't play. You have to stop the game.
But just to counteract that, there is also a rule that the referee is allowed to make the decision on whether they stop the game or not, depending on how bad the injury was. Now, I am not Shah, so I can't tell you how much a pain he was in. But there is no way that that little flick hurt him that much that he couldn't stand up and help his team up.
Yeah, Joe, I don't even really understand why he went down. Because it looked like, if anything, there was more foul on Kudus than there was on Shah.
Yeah, that's why they got the foul. It was because he didn't, you know, he was trying to sort of get away with it, thinking that, you know, oh, no, I'll get the foul. But it didn't work. Never going to work.
No. I think it was sneaky, but you play to the whistle. That's the number one rule, is you play to that whistle. If they're not ready, that's their fault.
As Arsenal fans, we'd be hypocritical with what Henry used to do to say that can't count.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do on this podcast. We're very hypocritical.
We
have done that several times, and we will continue to do that in the future. So, guys, if we don't like it, we're sorry. But we're not that sorry.
Very true. But the game did pick out that there are three English players in Barnes, Gordon and Bowen that really played very well. Anthony Gordon was sensational.
But he got sent off, didn't he?
Yeah,
what
he did.
Bullshit second yellow card. Like, there's no excuses. Like, he barely even kicked it away. He actually passed it to their goalie. So you could actually argue he's giving it to them, because the goalie would more than likely take that free kick because they were going to attack their box.
Yeah, that's not what happened. He was definitely time wasting. But
he was time wasting, but that's the argument. Yeah, exactly. That's the argument about it. But I just thought
he can't appeal it either, can he?
No, because two yellows can't do anything.
Two yellows. But so that leaves Newcastle. Can they actually get a team out?
I don't know. I'm wondering whether we'll get a call at some point, or maybe Nico might get a call for sort of like right back or something and push Livramento forward. Maybe Nico.
Yeah, no, he went off. He's injured.
What, Livramento?
Yeah, Livramento.
Oh, he went off as well, did he? Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Livramento went off.
Oh, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Mate, they're all going off. There's so many players, you just never know.
No, it's absolutely insane. Insane, but yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
Yeah, I watched the highlights and it looks amazing. But, I mean, big 3 points for Newcastle, but it does screw him over with three injuries and a ban. So, as you said, what team they can field, who knows anymore.
Yeah, Livermore did come off, yeah.
I'm not sure what game's next for you, but I wanted to talk about the Sheffield United-Fulham game. Because, again, another entertaining game. Three-all draw.
Very entertaining.
Sheffield United had four at one point until it was disallowed. It would have been 4-1. 4-1. Sheffield United would have scored four goals, Will.
Four goals. Do you know the story of Ben Brereton Diaz?
I don't. And do you know what? I intentionally, when you said about it the other day, I intentionally did not Google this because I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
So go on, fill us in.
So he was Ben Brereton playing for Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah.
A group of people were playing Football Manager. And on Football Manager, I don't know how, because I don't really play it, but they found out that his mum is Chilean.
Right.
Okay. So Chile were going through a bit of a bad patch. So they put forward to him that he uses the rights of his mum to play for Chile.
Oh my God. Is that why?
They were both up for it. Chile, Ben Brereton Diaz was up for it. So he started to play for Chile. He was banging in goals as well.
He starred, didn't he? Was it the Copa America or whatever it is?
Yeah. I think he came off the bench for it on his debut, and I think he got a goal. And then just from there, he kept banging them in. He was dropped recently.
Oh.
Because he refused to learn Spanish. And the Chilean manager wouldn't have it and said, no, you've had 2 years, I think it is now, to learn Spanish. You've not done it. Get out. So he no longer plays for Chile because of that.
No, I didn't know that bit.
Insane.
Oh, my God. Well, he probably doesn't care, actually, that much. He banged in two at the weekend.
I was going to say, he's got a brace at the weekend, didn't he? He done well.
Yeah, maybe Chile will be like, maybe we'll bend this rule for you.
Yeah. It took him a little while to get going, didn't he? He signed in January, didn't he, from Villarreal. Yeah. Took him a while to get going. But, yeah, he seems to do all right. Bit of a tale of two halves, really, wasn't it?
Very much so.
First half. Six goals in the second. Mental.
Mate, it was just a real end-to-end game. I mean, there was no real defence there at all.
No.
Oh, you have a shot. No, we have a shot. No, you have a shot. Constantly. But Sheffield United, their goals, I think it was the second one, they just carved them apart. Down the wing, bring it back, bang, side foot, in. Such a simple goal.
Played really well. And then Deco Dover Reed came in, banged one from outside the area. First touch, I think. And then Muniz was like, all right, I'll smash it better than you. Yeah. And did. And what a goal. What a goal.
Did you see his face after as well? He just walked around like, fucking yeah, I just did that. You could see it all over his face. I did that.
I'm the G.
It's almost, he pulled the same sort of face that Harry Maguire meme. Where he's like leaning across down there, he's like,
we all know the one. There was another banging game, mate, and I'm a bit gutted that we haven't got Sir Ali Campbell on to talk about it as well, because I would love to have seen his face play at this during this game. I'd love to have done a watch along live.
We do need to get that
10 men. Burnley.
Yeah.
They had 10 men.
For an entire half. They had over 45 minutes.
It was nil-nil when they were down to 10 men.
Yeah, just
maybe that's how
shocking.
They should start every game, because they play better without the 11th man.
What, Burnley? Vincent Gumby's
what
like,
did you think?
Boys, just crack on. We'll bring someone else on the second half, see how you get on. And Joe, what did you think of the red card?
Sorry,
I was going to say, I did notice at full time there was a guy that I didn't really recognise doing the after match instead of Vincent Kompany. And I thought, if you were walking down the street, I just would not recognise you at all. That's fucking Craig Bellamy.
It is Craig Bellamy. And he was sorting out all the shit, wasn't it?
He was.
Like, Kompany lost his head, and there was Craig Bellamy there, who's notorious for losing his head, calming everything down. It was insane.
And I, at full time, they said, like, oh, so what do you think of the red card? He's like, look, I can't say anything. He's my boss at the end of the day. He's the Burnley boss, but he's also my boss. So I ain't answering that. I thought, fair play. Fair play.
Yeah, what did you think of the red card, though, mate?
I haven't seen this one. This is a game that's still foul on match of the day.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So foul on, couple of fouls on Mudryk. Felt kind of harsh. I did understand why.
Asinio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Asinion, that's it, sorry. Yeah, I saw the first one.
Oh, my God, I just corrected you.
You did, yeah. He did. No, I saw the first one. I thought that was a yellow.
Clipping
but I don't
that one
remember.
Up for the socials.
Yeah. Okay, mate. You got me. You got me good. Well done. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Thank you.
I saw the first one. That was a yellow all day long. But I can't remember. What was the second challenge?
Second one, I can't remember now. You put me on the spot. I think you fouled Mudryk.
I can't
remember how, but it did seem, if I remember rightly, I do remember seeing it. I can't picture it in my head, but I do remember seeing it thinking, oh, that does seem a little bit harsh. I don't think there was much in it.
You got to take in mind the previous ones, didn't you? That's the thing.
Oh, was it the Gordon one? Was it the Gordon? Oh, I can't remember what it was. There was, I think.
What, the Gordon penalty remember. You're talking about?
Oh, the Gordon penalty, yeah. He kicked, Calvin Phillips kicked his leg, didn't he, as he was going to swing for the ball. Yeah, that wasn't a penalty.
That was not a pen. No, yeah, I know we're jumping back a game in here, but yeah, that wasn't a pen at all.
That just jogged my memory. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, it wasn't a pen. Mm. but yeah, Asignon, yeah, fair play. But Kompany, mate, I don't know if I've seen Kompany lose his head like that before.
No, but I think it's, that part of me wants to think, oh, maybe it's a bit of pressure. But I quite liked watching it. It shows that Burnley have actually got a bit of fight still in them. And they
Mate,
do care.
Chelsea was... I don't know if you know this, but Chelsea are poor. If they didn't have Cole Palmer, they would probably be in a relegation fight right now.
100%. They'd be like 14, 15.
He is
15,
insane.
16. Yeah.
He's so good. Like, his penalty was...
That was dirty.
Quality.
That was dirty. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, absolute huge bollocks on that man to even attempt it.
Yeah, certainly was. Yeah, an interesting game at the Bridge. I am still umming and ahhing about whether Poch will be at Chelsea come the next season.
I think he has to. They have to have some sort of continuity there. They've got to have some sort of regularity to say, this is what we're doing. We believe in it. We're on this journey. We haven't got the players that you wanted yet. We've got some, but not all of them. Keep it going. Because we've seen glimpses of it this season where they play amazingly. They drew with us. They drew with United. I think they drew with City or Liverpool.
Mm.
So they can Maybe. Play against the big teams. And it is sometimes you do get a bogey team where you do lose. And they've lost a few, admittedly. But it is a brand new squad for him.
Yeah.
So, I think he does need another season. I think if it's this time next season and they're still doing what they're doing, then it's a case of I can't see any improvement there.
Yeah. What's the next game, mate?
We've got Bournemouth-Everton.
Yeah, Everton were really shit, weren't they?
Yeah. Bournemouth, they just played decent. I don't think it was anything spectacular. But a good 2-1 win. Points on the board for them again. Because Bournemouth has struggled recently, but it's one of those games where it just kind of goes under the radar. It's like, oh, cool. 2-1.
Yeah.
Bit of a nothing sort of game, really. And that's no disrespect to either team, of course. But just a bit of a, oh, okay. No drama. There was nothing really big talking points. It's just an average game of football, really.
Yeah, I agree. But Everton are sitting down in 16th place, 25 points. Forest 3 points behind them. Everton do have a game in hand. They're 3 points above Luton again with a game in hand. So it's all to play for. If they get another 6-point deduction, they're right back. They'll be leveling points with Burnley. So they're right back down there. They'll be a point above Burnley, I'll tell a lie. So yeah, but they're right back down there in the shit.
Very much so. They are struggling still. They are struggling. But
what we've their got, goal difference games, is slightly games? Better. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully, I'm sure they'll get a few points between now and the end. Tottenham Luton. I've watched all the highlights and bits of this.
Game?
Great game. Son must be fuming. I don't think you could score a goal that didn't count as close as he did.
I was watching that with Jack and he went, but that's in. And I was like, no, it's not. And he went, no, it's in. And I was like, no, it's not. I went, there's a little bit of the ball still on the line. He was like, yeah, but it's in. I was like, no. And I think listening to Sky Sports News, they were very much the same. I can't remember who was watching it. Maybe Clinton Morrison was like, that's the biggest goal that's ever not been given since, was it Mendes against Man United? Do you remember that one?
No. What was that?
Where he shot. I can't remember who was in goal. Maybe Carroll at Man United. And the ball went, Mendes, Tottenham, smacked it, went over him, was in the net. He like pulled it out and didn't see it go over the line. So it's like, it's not a goal.
Couldn't happen to another team, could it, that one?
Yeah.
I just want to do a little bit of a kind of respectful shout because Heung-min Son has been insane this season. It really hurts me to say, but he has been incredible. Mental. And he's now Spurs' fifth all-time record goal scorer, which is, I think, also mental.
I think he's probably the only player at Tottenham at the moment that you would say could get into the Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal team.
Yeah, probably. I think he'd play... Where would he play? So, City, I think he'd play that left wing coming in. So there's no way he's better than Haaland.
No. He'd do the same at Arsenal. No, he'd play up front for Arsenal, wouldn't he? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And then Liverpool, left, right, middle. Who knows? Anywhere, really, for that.
Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Well done, Tottenham. They picked up a good 3 points, although they made it hard for themselves, didn't they?
I don't know whether they made it hard for themselves or Luton were just really good from the first half. Because they seemed to counter. I mean, they were definitely defending for their lives at one point. I think Tottenham had three shots that were blocked, one off the line, one at point blank range, one a little bit further out, all within sort of 10, 12 seconds or something. So, Tottenham, I think, probably arguably deserve to win, as much as I hate to say that sort of stuff. But I do fear for Luton a little bit in the sense of they cannot hold on to a lead. And I appreciate it's against Tottenham, who are a very good team. We know that. So you'd kind of expect Luton to lose. If you looked at that on paper at the beginning of the season, there's no way Luton would be like, yeah, we're going to win that. But they've been very competitive throughout the season. But I do feel they need to tighten up that defence a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, it seemed to have worked quite nicely at the start of the season with the full-backs coming in more central midfield area. I think people have cottoned on to that and they've gone, okay, yeah, we see you. Fair play. So should we fly through a couple of other fixtures? So Forest and Palace, they ground out a 1-1 draw. I don't know if you've got too much to say on that, have you?
Not really, no. Not much on that at all.
Villa and Wolves. Villa played very well. Wolves didn't play too badly, but Villa won 2-0. I don't know if you've got anything pressing to say on that.
No, other than the fact that Diaby is kind of back again a little bit. He sort of went off the boil a little bit. I think he was injured a little while, and it sort of took him a little bit to get back. But he's a big miss for them. So him coming back, I think, will kind of keep Villa fighting for that top four, which is heating up very nicely.
Certainly is, yeah, especially with Tottenham winning as well. Certainly, yeah, Villa needed to keep that pressure on. And it's a bit of a Midlands derby, isn't it, that? So, yeah, it's a big game for them.
Absolutely.
And Brentford and United drew 1-1. Mm. Now, did you hear what Ten Hag said at the end?
No.
Or in the press conference after the game? So he alluded to Brentford being a very difficult place to go to. He said, and I quote, "Man City struggled when they came here and Liverpool struggled when they came here." He said that Liverpool struggled in the first 40 minutes when they came to Brentford.
Right.
Now, the bit that I take a little bit of umbrage to was the fact that he said that Man City came there and really struggled. Man City won 3-1.
I'd say I'm sure Man City won like 3-0 or 3-1.
Yeah. So I'm not sure Ten Hag is correct there. I'm not saying that it was an easy game for City, but I wouldn't say that they struggled as much as Man United struggled.
No. No, I think he's, respectfully, of course, I think he's talking out his arse.
Yeah, of course.
I think he's absolutely talking out of his backside. Get your facts straight, Ten Hag. Get your facts straight.
Facts.
That's mental. It was nice to see Man United struggle, though. And I'm gutted Brentford didn't get a win. Because we like Brentford, didn't we?
Yeah.
Tony's shot off. Like, I think Brentford. It hit both posts, didn't it, Tony's shot in the first half? So that, you can see he was so pissed off. He's like, how have I fucking missed that?
Yeah.
He's like, that should have gone in.
Yeah, certainly one of those, wasn't it? And then should we move on to the big games from Sunday? Because we've got a bit of time left.
Yes. Big win for Liverpool, that. Big win. Brighton put up a real, real good fucking fight, though.
Yeah, Liverpool struggled against Brighton, but they seem to do really well against them here. There was definitely a lot more action from Liverpool, but
Brighton
were very, very good. Danny Welbeck was... He's smashing it.
Mate, he's so underrated, Welbeck. It's just because of his injuries, though. You think he's so much older than what he is as well, because he's been around for so long.
He's only my age, isn't he?
Oh, he's quite old, though. I didn't realise that. Fucking hell. Bloody hell.
Lallana nearly banged in one against his old club as well, didn't he? I was gutted.
What also made me laugh is he looked gutted as well, which was quite nice to see.
Yeah.
Normally you get the players like, oh, no, it's okay, don't worry. And I get it if you've been there for years and years, but Lallana's only there for like 3-4 seasons or something. It's not like a
long time. Fall in love with a club, can't you?
Yeah. I get it, but
no.
I mean, big 3 points, disappointingly. So they are top of the table as it stands at that point. But obviously then you've got the other two contenders that played yesterday, Man City versus Arsenal.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I caught most of the second half. I caught a glimpse in the first half. Very cagey affair, shall we say.
Very cagey.
Excellent defensive performance from Arsenal. Didn't have the ball, didn't need the ball.
I've heard a few people say that Gabriel is a complete arsehole on the pitch. And I genuinely think he got into Haaland's head a bit.
Yeah,
because
I do.
Haaland was... He was just not Haaland. Like, Saliba owns him. Gabriel was pissing him off. And he had such a tough game where...
Yeah.
the one opportunity he had, which was an absolute sitter... It's like he forgot how to kick the ball.
Is that the one that went between his legs, right near the end?
Yeah.
Mate, it was insane. But just in a build-up to that, I think they... Because obviously City were all over Arsenal towards those last 10-15 minutes, like even more than they were throughout the game. And you could see there were so many like pulls and tussles between Gabriel and Haaland, which I 100% agree with you. It's like, you can see, like Gabriel, you can imagine me just going... You're a wanker. Yeah. Where are you going to miss it? You're going to miss a shot? Where? You're well shit. Where? You can just imagine he's saying that the entire game. And that will fucking wind you up. And then you think, fuck you, I'm going to go to the other one. And as you said, then Saliba just absolutely bosses him. He's just like, oh, for fuck's sake, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I genuinely think that's kind of what happened for him. But overall, it was a pretty dire game. I thought Jesus should have scored. Haaland probably should have scored. I think De Bruyne came close, but it was very cagey, just played in the middle of the park, really. There wasn't too much going forward from either side. More for City, definitely.
Three shots on target, you expect, I think, that. Or four the whole game. That says it all how boring it was. City just passing it down, passing it back. Swapping, passing it down, passing it back for, what, three quarters of the game? And that suited us, clearly, which was nice. Boring.
And but... what sums up the game, I think, is City brought on Grealish and Doku, and Arsenal brought on Partey and Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
You think, all right, we can see where this game's going.
Yeah, the only disappointing thing for me was we didn't go for it a little bit. However, I understand why we didn't go for it.
Yeah.
Because it's still in our hands. No matter what happens, if we win all of our games and we beat Liverpool, which is what we needed to do before drawing against City anyway, we win the league. So I understand it from that mentality. It's still in our hands. But I think we could have done a little bit more. Hmm? Yeah, we've got Liverpool to play. I'm sure we've got Liverpool to play still.
No, we play the top three have all played each other now.
Oh, I thought we still had to play them. Oh, apologies.
Arsenal have beaten Liverpool, beaten City, drawn at Liverpool. Man City and Liverpool drew against each other. We're the only team to beat the top three out of the top three, and we've done it twice.
Okay. All right. I'll take that back then, sorry. We've got to slip up now.
We've got a tougher run in, though, I think, than anyone else. We've still got Chelsea, we've still got Tottenham, we've still got Villa,
United,
Brighton. Like, we've got some big players.
Everton last City day of the season.
I think City have got the easier run in. So I think, I don't know if you saw the Opta stats that came out. They are saying that I think Arsenal are at 27%, Liverpool are in kind of maybe 35%, and then City have got the rest. So it's heavily in City's favour.
I'll take that all day long. Keep ruling us out and just let us do what we do. Keep ruling us out.
That's all we can do. All we can do. I still feel gutted that we slipped up against Fulham and West Ham at Christmas period. But, you know, it's a season for a reason.
Ooh, I like that. It's a season for a reason. Love that. Just a quick one from me before we finish up, unless there's anything else from your side.
No, I was literally just going to say, I think you've got something you want to say before we finish up.
Just a bit of FPL stuff.
Yeah, go on.
So you know that obviously I'm following this quite a lot, you're not. So it means I will win a trophy this season, regardless of fucking up the predictions, because I have done terribly on those. I think you beat me this weekend as well, if I remember rightly. I checked some of the scores roughly. I was checking some because I was like, yeah, I got a couple right. And then I looked at yours. I was like, oh, wanker, he got a couple right as well. So I didn't brag. Yeah. I just left it. if I was convinced I was winning, obviously I'd definitely brag.
I'll be honest, I did exactly the same thing.
Did you? Yeah. I seem to be dropping on FPL massively. I had a decent week. I got 59 points.
Okay.
I'm just going to check yours quickly because I know that you're really keen on it.
Buzzing to hear.
So just going to the next page. So I have to go to the last page for your team. You've actually gone down to 104th now out of 107.
Oh, good.
So you're doing really well, mate. So congratulations.
I'm loving it.
Are you going to go?
I'm always on it. You can't get me off.
In your team, you have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You've got 9 players out injured.
So what you're saying is I'm Newcastle.
Yeah, you are Newcastle. And ironically, 3 of those players are Newcastle and one of them is fit. But no, we've got. I mean, we've got 107 people in there, which is amazing. We've got a new winner at the moment. So Campbell McDonald is at the top. So he's been top most of the season as well.
Well done.
So yeah, it's looking very tight at the top. And I know Salim might be listening. I'm not sure. But he's got up to fourth now as well, and I work with him. So every week he goes, "Do you want any FPL tips?" I just tell him to just go fuck off. He does it every single week, every week without fail.
Well, if he is listening, if he's got this far, keep going, mate. Keep going. Let's see if we can break him.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, thanks. Fuck you. Yes, that's it for us this week. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you again, mate.
Yeah, and you, mate. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next week.
See you next week, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the FDP. Please, please like and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps us drop the pod. Follow us on X, Facebook and Instagram. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Please also email us your football stories and anything else that you want to talk to us about. We're at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. World class. Only football can make you feel like this.